Good morning, good morning. Happy Monday to all of you. Hope you're having a fantastic morning. And I'm so excited to share with you this morning and the next coming weeks. I will be taking you guys on a journey with me for 100 days of a journey of self-love, a book that I have written. And it's 100 days of why I love me. And I'm so excited about sharing this book and this journey of self-love with you guys. A lot of times when we talk about self-love, a lot of times people don't even know where to begin, even with self-love and self-worth. And it's just really, really simple. The journal that I wrote is an inspirational journal to keep your daily notes and your inspirational thoughts. A lot of times when we write things down, it allows us to go back and see where we need to line up as. And so as I took my own 100-day journey, I just took 100 days. It takes 14 to 21 days to form and habit. And the 100 days that I took, it completely transformed my life. It transformed the way that I thought. I was more powerful when I started focusing on me. And I just want you guys to allow this journal and these 100 days to serve as a sacred place, a place for you to record your goals, memories, ideas, dreams, gratitude, and your private thoughts. It's almost impossible to write your deepest and wildest emotions without redefining your perception and obtaining clarity on your personal and professional goals. So this 100 days of why I love me is just allowing you to focus on yourself. And today, I just want to drop this nugget with you. Setting boundaries are necessary for achieving dimensional goals. Setting boundaries are necessary for achieving dimensional goals. That is so powerful. I knew that if I wanted to really, really get to a place of creativity, and meeting my goals, not doing the norm, I had to set boundaries. And time management is so, so very important. It is something that I lack. I try to give everything the same amount of time, and that is not possible. You have to put things in a category of its importance. And so I first had to set boundaries where they were necessary, whether that was in entertainment, my time with God. And my time with God had to be number one. That had to be the foundation. And that time that I spent with Him, the first part of my day, was a must. And then you start putting, that even goes with your conversation time, how much time that you spend in conversation with those. If they're not help building what you're trying to build, you have to limit that. So today, I want you guys to understand that setting boundaries are necessary for achieving dimensional goals. If you want to achieve those goals, and we're not talking about normal. We're talking about something that you know that God had to make this happen. Those are dimensional goals. I want you guys to learn to set boundaries. Sometimes it's okay to say, no, I'm not going to be able to make this event. No, I'm not going to be able to make this program. No, sis, I'm not going to be able to hang out with you guys. That time and those goals that you have cannot be met if those boundaries have not been set to reach those dimensional goals. We're not talking about levels. We're talking about dimensions. Listen, you guys, I cannot wait to spend the next 99 days with you guys on this 100 days of self-love, self-worth. It's going to be a journey. It's going to be an exciting journey with you guys, and I cannot wait. You guys be good, be blessed. If you would like to purchase your book, A Journey of Self-Love, 100 Days of Why I Love Me, you guys can go on to Amazon, type in Pushing Beyond the Pain. You'll also see the book Pushing Beyond the Pain. Also, 100 Days of Why I Love Me is right underneath it. So you guys be good, be blessed, and I can't wait to talk to you tomorrow.